the best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. 393-3700, the number to call if you want to get your opinion in on what's going on with Corey Lucius, Michigan State, and anything else going on in sports. And speaking of anything else going on in sports, let's talk a little junk bin. All the crappy stuff that maybe you care about, but not really a full 15-minute segment worth of. That's what we're talking about right now. And we start with the Pistons and Heat. Pistons lose a tough one to the world champion Miami Heat, as people would assume they are at this point. Anytime the Heat lose a game, all of a sudden, what's wrong with the Miami Heat? But Pistons lose a tough one, Scott.
Well, really, it seemed like it was to the Cleveland Cavaliers because Bosch was out, Wade was out. It was basically LeBron and Zydrunas Ilgauskas. So it was Miami, essentially. Detroit had a lead the whole way. I was actually watching the Pistons. This is a shock. I mean, I watch the NBA very, very little.
Yeah.
Up by 2-3, pretty much the whole way. They're up one, foul with 6 seconds left. Dude hits two free throws. Down one. Get an inbounds play, alley-oop off the inbounds to Austin Day. Big guy, 6'10", yep. Weighs about a 210, maybe.
I think he's like a 150, but yeah.
Goes up, he's up at the rim, he has it, alley-oop, perfect play from Tayshaun Prince, off the inbounds, gets a forearm to the stomach, shoved out of the way, and gets hit in the hand, no foul called, dunk goes off the rim, game over, Detroit loses by one.
I love the NBA. I don't actually. The NBA is really, it's my least favorite professional sport.
Yes.
At this point. I'll be honest with you. Last year, I'll give you an example of how much I hate the NBA and how boring it is to me. I tried to watch Game 7, the Celtics and Lakers, last year in the finals. I had to fight at least 20 times from changing the channel during that game. Because the bottom line with the NBA is, doesn't matter what the score is, just tune in with 2 minutes left to go in the game, because that's all you need to watch. Somebody's going to get out big, somebody's going to make a big comeback, and then at the end, you see what you're made of. But the Detroit Pistons, you know, I know they're not a good team. I know that they've made some awful signings. Signing Charlie Villanueva was an awful signing for the price that they got him at. He's clearly a contract player. But over the last four games, I've been fairly impressed. They beat Phoenix, who's a pretty good team this year, beat Orlando, who's a very good team, showed up well against Denver, and then shows up well against Miami. That's a pretty good four-game stretch right there for an awful team.
Since they sat Rip Hamilton, they've been doing pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty darn good stretch. So, you know, props to the Pistons. They're pretty awful. They're not going to make the playoffs. They're looking at a lottery
pick.
Come on,
first pick.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Let's move over to golf. Tiger Woods starting off his first tournament of the year. How many majors for Tiger Woods this year?
Wins? Oh, man.
No, how many majors is he going to play, Scott?
I'll give him one.
You give him one?
I'll give him the Masters. He loves Augusta.
I think he gets two this year. I think Tiger Woods is going to be a lot more focused this year now that he's no longer married. And that he can, you know, just sleep with as many women as he wants to and won't get in trouble for cheating. I think that's going to help him focusing-wise. You know, he's never going to get his image back.
It's always helped me focus, let me tell you.
He's never going to get his image back, but Tiger Woods is going to get back on the driving range. He's going to get back playing golf every day, 18-hour days or whatever he likes doing. I think he ends up winning two majors this year. Which ones I'm not going to predict because it all depends on the weather and all that stuff. But I think he ends up winning two majors this year. You know, I've looked at his stats the first 2 days. He's been pretty solid on the greens, been pretty solid getting up and down. He's 3 under on both days, so he's 6 under total for the tournament. That's not bad for an opening tournament.
No, he usually starts off pretty slow anyways.
Speaking of opening tournament, let's move over to tennis. And, you know, tennis is a sport we talk about where Americans don't care because Andy Roddick sucks now. And the bottom line is there's actually some interesting stuff going down in the Australian Open. And it's one of my favorite tournaments to watch. I'm a closet tennis watcher. I'll watch it. I used to get up at 3 in the morning to watch Australian Open tennis. Now, once again, I'm American, so I gave up once Andy Roddick started losing. But very interesting going on this year is the fact that Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal are both not in the final. Novak Djokovic, Andy Murray are in the final.
And Novak Djokovic, I saw quite a bit of that match against Federer in the semis, beat him in straight sets, and he looked pretty dominant. He was, just even in the first set, he came out and just took it to him.
You know, this year so far reminds me a lot of the 2003 year, the year Andy Roddick was number one, but you had five or six guys that year who any one of them during a major could end up winning. You had Guillermo Coria. Okay, you had Juan Carlos Ferrero, you had Andy Roddick, you had Andre Agassi still kicking, you had Roger Federer, James Blake was doing well. You had a lot of guys that were very competitive. And this year, I can see this being the case in all four majors where anybody of that top five could end up winning that tournament. So that's very interesting thing. And then I want to go over into the NFL, and I want to talk about what's been going on with the Tennessee Titans. A couple weeks ago, they decided to part ways with Vince Young, and you assume that means that they've chosen Jeff Fisher. Well, now they fire Jeff Fisher, conveniently after he can't go head coach in any other team. Scott, I just want to get your thoughts on the way they handled it and if they should have fired Jeff Fisher.
Adams is crazy. Their owner, I mean, any dude who flips the bird to the whole stadium and gets fined a couple hundred thousand for his actions, he's a little, got a screw loose, but I can't imagine all the coaching moves. We stopped talking about that, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yep.
This was over 3 weeks ago. I mean, you have to now hire internally. And it's like you said, it's kind of been decided, maybe it was just through the media, decided that it was pick one or the other, Vince Young or Jeff Fisher.
You know, the thing with Jeff Fisher that's very interesting to me is, you know, a lot of people say, well, he never won a Super Bowl. He's only had so many winning seasons, blah, 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 blah. The thing people forget is, the Houston Oilers / Tennessee Titans have reshuffled their lineup three times while he's been in charge. I mean, he's gone through three different changes where they've completely reset their roster because of the salary cap and decided we're going to get rid of everybody and rebuild. They've done it three times now, and Fisher's been there and brought them back to a winning side every single time.
He was at one point. Wasn't he the longest tenured coach in the NFL?
He was up until 2 days ago the longest tenure.
Real quick, finishing out the junk bin here, not the NHL All-Star Draft that I want to talk about. Have you seen the starters for the NBA All-Star Game?
Didn't look.
Yao Ming is your starting center for the West. Why let the fans vote? He's played in five games.
Well, I mean, this is really Stern's vision of going global with the NBA. The NBA is just as big in China as it is here. In fact, at some points, especially during the NFL season, the NBA probably is bigger in China than it is here. They love him. And the same way an American would root for an American soccer player or an American would root for somebody in another sport that's not usual American, if you have a good player in somebody else's sport, you're going to vote for him. And so I understand the Chinese vote. However, I mean, come on. Guy hasn't even played this year. He's not going to play. Vote for Kobe Bryant. That's your next favorite player. Come on. Frank Zombo, Green Bay Packers linebacker, former Central Michigan player, will be with us next. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.